Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
And that's where high-speed trains come in. They offer several advantages over both cars and planes. When you take everything into consideration, getting to the train station, boarding the train, and all that, a high-speed train gets you to your destination just about as quickly as a car. So speed isn't really an advantage. Cost isn't always either. Depending on how many people are traveling with you, a train trip could be more expensive than a car trip. But a train trip is much more relaxing than a car trip. You can read, sleep, eat, whatever, while the train carries you to your destination. And of course, you're never delayed by traffic jams. To my mind, these are great advantages.
Yes, I can really see the advantage of the train over the car. But what about planes? Planes are much faster than cars, so that's a big plus for planes.
Not necessarily. For trips shorter than 650 kilometers, high-speed trains can actually be faster. Checking in at the airport and going through security takes a long time. You don't have that kind of delay with a train. Also, trains can carry more passengers than planes. They can also offer more frequent service. So for your medium-distance trips, they really are faster than planes.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4 and page 241.